But they sang, somebody's praying.
Yeah.
Somebody's praying for me. I told the illustration over and over and over. How about coming home in the middle of the night and seeing mama's light on and hearing my mother pray? Thank God somebody prayed for
yes,
me.
Amen, preacher.
And you know, if you're here this morning, you're saved. I guarantee you somebody prayed for you.
Amen. Yes,
if you're on your way to heaven when you die, it's because somebody
prayed for you. That's right, preacher.
Yes, sir.
They prayed for God to save your soul.
Amen.
How many of you have prayed, mama?
Amen.
That's the majority of the people in this room. But you'll thank God for that.
Amen.
You'll thank God. In other words, somebody was praying for me when I wasn't praying for myself.
That's right.
Amen.
Somebody was praying for me when I wasn't praying for myself. Now, you know, people can come by and shake your hand and they say nice things. But brother, ain't nothing like somebody saying, hey, I've been praying for you.
Amen, preacher.
That encourages fire out of me.
Yes, sir.
And somebody says, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Appreciate what you're doing. All that kind of stuff. You know, that's all right. Hey, I just want you to know I've been praying for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that. You know why? Because it was prayers of the saints of God that kept me out of the place God
put
me.
That's right.
I had a little grandmother. She's about that tall, about that wide. She's square. Amen. She really was. Look, my grandmother, I loved her with all my heart, and she thought I was the best kid that was ever born. Amen. And I agree. Amen. I was her kid and believer, friend. I guarantee she prayed for me.
Yeah.
And that went on down to that was my great-grandmother. That went on down to my grandmother, Miss Granny Faye. Every one of y'all know her. She's sitting at home this morning, probably listening on the radio. You know what she's doing? She's praying for her grandson.
Yeah. Yes.
She's praying for God to touch his throat and clear his sinuses where he preaches a little bit. Amen. Thank God for saints that pray. Somebody's praying.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Amen, preacher.
Matthew chapter number 7. Matthew chapter number 7. In verse number 7, the Bible says, asking shall be given you. Seeking you shall find. Knocking it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Wow. That's But I preached on hell, and I preached it hot that morning. And during the invitation, he started holding his chest, Brother Rick. You know what? He thought he was having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Went to the doctor and got checked out. The doctor said, it's just anxiety.
Yeah.
He come back to church again. I don't know what to preach a second time. And he started having chest pains again. He said, I don't know what it is. Every time I go to church, I'm having chest pains.
Yeah, preach.
He said, your preaching gives me a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I said, you ain't having a heart attack. You're having a sin attack.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
God's ringing your bell.
Yes, sir.
And you need to pick up the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen, preacher.
And he lived right up here on Highway 61 next to J.B. Simmons' old farm. And right there in his living room, me and Terry Fennell and Mike Howell, who knelt down in his living room, and right there in front of his wife and his little baby boy, he called on Christ to save his soul.
Yeah, amen.
And you know what he said after that? I ain't never had a chest pain in church since.
Yeah. Right. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amazing. Amen,
brother. Brother Freddy, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, several years ago somebody left here on Sunday morning with chest pain. And Brother Freddy asked the doctor, I believe it was a female doctor, if I remember right, I came on after church, and Brother Freddy asked the doctor point blank, said, do you see more chest pain complaints on Sunday than other days? She said, oh, yeah. She said, we often see people having chest pain complaints coming from church.
Yeah.
Amen.
And if I remember right, Brother Freddy asked her, as a medical doctor, do you think it could be spiritual? Didn't you ask that question? And you know what she said? Of course I do.
Wow. Yeah.
Amen.
God get hold of your heart.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
God get hold of your heart. There's a lot said in the Bible about the heart.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Preacher.
Amen. Amen.
God looketh not on the outward part, but where? He looketh on the heart.
Amen.
God knows you from the inside out, not the outside in.
That's
amen.
Right, preacher.
He's
right.
Got the preaching of the scriptures, the praying of the saints, the pleading of the Spirit of God. And boy, I'm telling you, we should ignore that.
Right.
When God deals with our heart and we feel the need inside tugging it up, we need to do something about it.
Amen.
We need to respond.
Yes, we do.
A whole lot less trouble when you respond and you respond early.
Amen.
Amen. Can I give you another thing? You got a minute?
Yes, sir.
Just a minute. Just a minute. We've got the preaching of the scriptures, the praying of the saints, the pleading of the Spirit. And then I believe this with all my heart. You've got the providence of your surroundings.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah.
You've got the providence of your surroundings.
Amen.
Can I just tell you, you're not here by accident.
Right, preacher.
Right. It didn't just happen to be at Hatton Valley Baptist Church.
Amen.
On this given day, and me preach this given message.
Yeah, brother.
Right.
And preach.
And I'll be honest with you, both messages that I was dealing with were both in this direction.
Amen.
Both of them. So either which way I went, somebody go, oh, you missed it. You probably was preaching that other one. The other one was a little bit worse.
Yeah.
Y'all all right? The providence of surrounding. You're surrounded. You're not here by accident.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
God has divine appointments.
Amen.
Amen.
In other words, you're in the right place
yes.
at the right time.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You're exactly where God wanted you to be this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You're not here by accident. And isn't it amazing how God has everything planned just for you?
You're right, preacher.
Isn't that amazing? Sometimes it doesn't matter what I preach. I'll have people on both ends of the spectrum get the same kind of help.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? Do you ever feel like when you come to church, God did it just for you?
Yeah.
Yes.
You ever feel like that?
Amen.
It should feel that way.
Yes, sir.
It should feel like God did all this today just so I could hear what I heard and get the help that I got.
Amen.
I came in so discouraged, so down, and so out, but I left feeling so much better.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's not the total purpose we have, church. We're not just a touchy feeling good. But buddy, if you'll respond to God, you will feel better.
Amen. Amen.
It's like my buddy said after he got saved. My chest pains went away.
Yes.
Amen.
I've been having chest pains in church. At first, son, he was sweating, pouring all off of him. Looked like he's going to fall over dead. Man, it was conviction.
That's right. That's
it
right.
It was the pleading of the Spirit of God. It was the providence of his surroundings.
Amen.
God speaks through a whole lot of ways.
Yes, sir.
God spoke to some of you this morning during the singing.
Yes, sir.
Spoke to me, too. He spoke to some of you during the congregational scene.
Yes.
He spoke to some of you when you stepped on the property.
Yes, sir.
I like it.
Amen.
Amen.
I like a church where you come in and sit down and you feel something.
Yes,
D-O-N-T.
Yeah.
You go to heaven according to what you don't do.
That's right, preacher.
Words, don't cuss, don't smoke, don't chew, all of this stuff.
Come on.
Don't. What don't do. That he said with Jesus, it's spelled D-O-N-T.
Just bow our heads all over the house. Turn it up a little bit, Brother Jake. Nobody looking around this morning. I'm going to ask a simple question. Are you going to heaven when you die? Is that settled in your heart? Could you raise your hand and say, "Preacher, I know for sure if I die today, heaven would be my home." How about it? Thank God. Well, that's a good testimony. That's the greatest thing you can know, ever will know, greatest thing anybody has ever known. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning say, "Preacher, I couldn't raise my hand. I don't want to die and go to hell. If I could really get this settled in my heart, I sure would like to." Listen, I'd like to pray for you this morning. I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. We're not in the business of dragging people to the altar. We don't do that. I would just like to pray for you, though. If you just slip up your hand and say, "Preacher, I'm not sure if I died today, heaven would be my home." Please just pray for me. Could you slip your hand up? Put it right back down. Anybody? Thank you so much this morning. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning in Jesus' name, Lord, you saw every hand, you know every heart. God, help us all not to ignore the signs. Lord God, the warning of what is to come. Help us heed the message this morning, God. Father, thank you for all those that raised their hand and said they know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that they're saved and on their way to heaven. But God, there's those who couldn't raise their hand. Lord, I pray, Father, that you just speak to their heart this morning. Lord, don't let them die and go to hell. I pray, Father, you'd save them before it's too late. And God, we'll thank you and we'll give you glory for what you do. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.